Hi everyone, you're with Corinne Rayson from The Crew Coach on Yachting International Radio on Your Mental Health. And today I have a beautiful guest with us, Sam. Sam is a chief stew on board, and we're going to talk about something quite different today, and that is about Instagram and filters. So Sam did a post not so long ago in order to get an understanding of why people use filters, because Sam had some aha moments while using the filters. And yeah, welcome Sam, and I'm looking forward to having this discussion with you.
Hi there, so nice to be here, and yeah, just kind of give my understanding of how I feel about this and how may make others feel about it as well.
Fantastic. So I know filters have been around for a while, but in terms of, I guess, when it first came out, how were you utilizing the filters?
Yes, so I mean, just like everyone else, I think I had like a Snapchat account when, like, back a couple years ago, and just having fun with my friends and just trying on those little cat ears or all that kind of thing, the dog tongue and all that. And it was kind of like a fun thing. And I guess we are starting to get used to this whole vibe with the social media. It's just getting bigger and bigger, and it's, I guess, getting more perfect in the way where there's so many filters that we can use, and it's so creative and fun. But it got to a point where I started kind of like feeling like, okay, like I'm using this too much, and it might not feel like myself anymore.
Okay, so what do you mean by you weren't feeling like yourself anymore?
Yeah, so I found myself like posting something, or posting a selfie or even a picture with a friend, and then just pressing to see the camera and then seeing my face, for example, and then trying a filter on, and I'm like, oh, this looks much better. And with time, I guess when I swipe to the other side and see my face, I felt more like disconnected with it, and I felt a little bit even more shy about like showing myself up to people. And I just wanted to share how I feel, just because I feel it's so important. If it triggers me that way, I'm pretty sure it will trigger somebody else as well. And it's so important to understand where people come from, and yeah, just have a conversation about it. I think that's the most important.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is that when you would swipe to use the filter, it almost would cover your insecurities. And then when you would swipe back in terms of seeing your natural self, it almost was felt like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not pretty enough, and I'd rather hide behind the mask. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I think it's more of a personal thing of like, I've had issues with my skin all my life, and I've progressed and felt much better with my years and getting more grown up, and it's been such a proud moment for me to say, wow, I can own it, I can go tomorrow out without makeup on, or without, you know, doing my eyebrows or my eyelashes or anything. And it was such an empowering thing for me. And then when I start finding myself in that position where I'm just seeing this, and then it's actually not me completely, or I don't feel like it's me, and then I swipe to see myself, like the real me on the camera, I'm just starting to like crumble again and feel like little. And I just feel like all that effort that I'm starting to grow into and owning myself and just feeling beautiful is just starting to like degrade a little bit more and more. And I think that could be very damaging for some people. So I kind of wanted to point that out and see what people wanted to say about it. And I mean, got so many mixed ideas about it. And it's incredible how things affect people differently. But that doesn't take anything from it might be damaging to some.
Yeah. Okay. Before we move on to some of the comments that you received from crew on this topic, can you tell me a little bit more about triggers, so people understand what a trigger looks or feels like?
Yeah. So I can only talk for myself, of course. I think everyone has had something that they struggle with. I've personally struggled the most with my face, with my skin. When I was younger, I think when I started to probably 16, 17, getting a little older, my face starting to like just be like overwhelmingly like full of pimples and acne, and I start getting acne scars afterwards that wouldn't come off. And so I start covering my face a lot with like foundation and a lot of powder and, you know, all these things, because I was a teenager and feeling all like little with all this, like how it makes me feel. And so that was not great for me. So what I wanted to express with that is that other people will feel the same when they're in that same vibe. I don't know, when they were in that same position. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, okay. You're doing really well. So with regards to the triggers, it's like a situation or an event can trigger us, essentially. That's why they use the word trigger. So it's like an onset of emotions and thoughts from the past. So for example, the trigger for you or the situation, the event was the Instagram filter, and then you probably reverted back to that insecurity or pain that you lived through as a teenager, and that becomes the trigger. So it resurfaces all those old emotions, but it sounds like you have been working really hard on coming to your own, feeling confident again, loving yourself, accepting yourself, rather than beating yourself up for things such as your acne and making it about that like the acne is a reflection of who you are, and it's totally not. So it sounded like you had that awareness around the situation, and you took a step back and you were like, hold on a minute, I'm allowing this to impact me, and I'm starting to notice that I'm not feeling good about it. And so having that awareness, you're able to make a different choice, a different decision, and that was to not use the filters and then focus on yourself again.
Yeah, I think, yes, that's it's bringing me to that moment. And I feel like other people will have different things that make them upset or might trigger them. And it's okay to share what you think. And it's okay to put on a filter if you feel like it. I'm actually not saying you shouldn't do it. Yeah. I just want to make people aware of how others might feel about it in general. And to also see, and like, I'm curious, like, is who else is feeling like that? Am I alone? That's such a something that we always want, I feel, or at least I want to feel connection with something and feel like I'm not alone in what I'm like dealing with. It makes it so empowering, people saying, yes, this also is a struggle for me, and then maybe you find somebody to like grow together on your fears or whatever you're dealing with.
Yes, totally. That makes perfect sense. So I think it's good to highlight that we're certainly not pointing fingers to people who are using filters. It's just creating awareness of why we choose to use filters. So the reason behind that. So Sam was saying, with regards to the feedback she got from crew, some crew were saying, yeah, Sam, I totally get what you're saying. I understand, because it's triggering me too. But others had said to you that it's just fun. I do it for fun. So yeah, interesting to hear the mixed responses. Could you want to share a little bit more about that?
Yes. So I posted this, I think it was a picture of myself. Oh, no, it was a picture. Yes, a picture of myself. And then I posted a video with a filter on Instagram that was called like cute baby face, something like that. And honestly, it just, like for me, I think that was the most hectic, because if it's something that changes the environment and is a little vintage and you kind of still look the same, then it doesn't do the same for me. But that was pretty wild for me, like the whole experience, because my eyes were a different color, like my cheeks were like little like filler, my lips were like, I mean, like Kendall Jenner or something, I don't know, whatever, one of the Kardashians. I just honestly felt like I was like a complete different person. And then I see that and I'm like, okay, this is not okay, I need to share it. So I share the video of myself, and then a lot of people commented on it. Loads of them were like, oh my God, especially, of course, women mostly. They were, wow, this is unreal, like surreal, like I've never seen such a different one, just because there's not a lot of the filters are not like that, so let's just put that straight. But they saw it and they were like, no, I get how you feel. And then other people were like, well, everybody knows I don't have blue eyes, so why is it a big deal? And 100% I get that, but I felt like for myself I would hide in it. And if I didn't have the confidence I have right now, I would probably like sink a little lower every time I'm on social media. And I guess I'm just thinking also about maybe crew and older people might not be too affected about it because they already have a little bit more of their personality grown in themselves. But I have little sisters that use Instagram. Like I have other people around or little kids that are on their phones all the time and they're just seeing that and how they're growing to become like empowered and feeling beautiful and confident. That's kind of like where everything starts, I think. So it's interesting to know about it because I feel like whether you have a child and you or like a daughter and you kind of want to have that in mind to make
It's really interesting.
Sure, like everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because I'm just having thoughts about it now. It's really interesting because in a way, like those ones that completely change your face, the idea I'm assuming is to make yourself look beautiful with changing the structure and the fillers and all that, because with the Jenners that are coming through, and when I was in LA a couple of years ago, my mouth was on the floor. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, why do they all look like Kylie Jenner? And I'm like, it's not possible. And it was like the big bum and the tiny waist. And my friend's a friend is an actress, and she said, no, that's the work that they've done themselves. They've had their ribs removed or got bum implants. But I'm like, but no, because they're in their early 20s, it's not possible. And she's like, yeah, the parents pay for it. I'm like, no, you've got to be joking. And it's like, it's a very strong message that what it's telling us is that we're not beautiful the way we are. We are beautiful when we have a tiny waist, a big bum, or big lips. And yeah, that's quite sad.
Yeah, yeah. I think it gives you a little bit of perspective. And I think it's more of a reality check than anything. I think like for me, with myself, I learned every now and then I need to give myself a reality check. It's okay to be in social media. It's okay to even use filters. It's okay to do anything you want to do. It's okay. But always I need to have that moment when I'm like, okay, put the phone away today. Today you're going to have conversations today. You're going to be real today. You're not going to use makeup today. You're going to do this and that to bring myself back to myself. And for me, I use yoga to do that. And I use meditation. And there's so many other things like art, painting. I mean, you call it music, whatever people can use. But I just feel like we are already so detached from everything, just because every time we're doing something fun, we want to record it, we want to put a filter on, we want to have it not only as a memory here, but it's here. And I'm saying this knowing that I do it, so this is not like calling anybody out, I'm calling myself out.
Yeah. And I think that's so important, and that's vulnerability in action as well, so that's really good.
Yeah.
So I know that you do a lot of work on yourself. Like, we've done counseling together, you do your yoga, and you make an active effort to be present each day. Can you tell me your definition of authenticity?
It's so funny because I've always felt like I've never been authentic, probably until not long ago, really. Even as a little girl, and with, like I was saying, with all this like problems of how I looked and everything, I always used to see like a beautiful girl, and maybe not being jealous as like a bad thing, but always like, oh, I wish I could be as pretty as her. Oh, I wish I could be like this. I just wanted to be someone else. I was so disconnected to this body completely. And it just, honestly, that just made me go, just feel more like nothing, not even like someone else, because I couldn't be that person, but I wasn't being myself either. So right now, authenticity, blah, 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 blah. It's for me, it's a discovery journey, really. I don't know who I am. I really don't know exactly to the core who I am, but I'm in this continuous lookout for what I like, and I'm trying to feel that instinct coming out of me every time. Like, if I don't know, today I feel like running, I don't think about it, I just go run. And that kind of like doesn't define me. I don't want to define myself, because I feel like you can be so many little things and we continuously start changing and changing. But I think that's about being authentic, is being real and realizing that if you like something, you can do it. If you want to do yoga and stretch and be flexible, it's not going to get there tomorrow, but with determination and wanting to do it because that's what you want to do, not because you want to be flexible or better than the other person, it's because it's going to make you feel good, then you're just going to go for it. And I feel when I started like disconnecting myself from wanting to be someone else and just focusing on myself, it's when I started to be more authentic and more real with myself. Like, okay, Sam, maybe if I don't want to see myself, then I'll close my eyes and I'll start doing something. And honestly, for me, like, that's why I love yoga. And when I flow by myself or I do self-practice, I always close my eyes as much as I can. And I've never feel more myself than then. And I feel it's because you can feel yourself from the inside and not necessarily whatever insecurities are outside. Yeah. But the most important about it is that when I open my eyes and I see myself, I like who I see.
Yeah.
So it's just my way to come in, I guess.
Yeah. And connect to yourself.
Yeah.
I think what could get in the way in terms of being authentic and showing your true self is self-judgment. And as humans, we do it all the time. I think we're very hard on ourselves. And how would you work on that in particular, judgment?
On myself, self-judgment. I think step by step, and I don't like to make it to like overwhelm myself with things, because when you say I want to be better, it could be like you want to be better. That's great. Everybody wants to be better. You know, let's do it better. But it gets to a point for me that if I try too hard, I'm actually like hurting. Like, okay, I'm not only I don't only want to be better, right, like eventually, I just want to be better today. So I guess depending on how you are, like I'm very competitive in that way with myself, not really with anyone else. And it takes like little by little and a lot of compassion, a lot of empathy,
yeah,
a lot of work. It's just always there. And for me, it's taking it slow. I feel like for other people, it's going a little harder. Just because I'm already hard on myself. So I feel it's more of a balance than anything else. Maybe not, there's not a secret potion for it. I think you have to figure out what's good for you and how you can get there on a way that you're not hurting yourself.
Yes. And I think I'm going to go back to self-awareness and why it's such an important skill. It's a basic skill of emotional intelligence. They say self-awareness is one of those core skills that you need to learn in order to become emotionally intelligent. And with what happened in your situation, where we've touched on it earlier, is having that awareness that you were being triggered by those filters, and then you were able to make a different choice. And I think that links up with practicing non-judgment, is having awareness of the thought that's passing through and go, oh, hold on a minute, what's happening right now? And then you can go, oh, I feel sad, I feel not good enough. And then you can challenge your thoughts in order to feel something a little bit different, more positive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very accurate, actually.
And another thing, the last thing I wanted to touch on is within our industry, there's a big focus on perfectionism. And I'm wondering if this is also perhaps impacting how people feel about themselves. And you often see comments, I'm not skinny enough, or, you know, I don't have this, therefore I'm not tall enough, so they won't hire me. And we do work in a superficial industry. So I'm wondering how that impacts people's sense of self-worth and self-esteem.
Yeah, I think, and now that I think about it, when I started in yachting, I was very, very shy. And I was very worried that I wouldn't get a job anywhere. And I think, nobody really told me, like, just because if I look bad or I look fat or I just look different or anything like that. I just felt like I come from a Latin country, came into yachting from a Spanish speaking country. Everybody was from UK or Australia or South Africa. And I just felt like out of place. And I guess this is just how I felt, not necessarily if somebody made me feel like this. But it's pretty interesting because I think it matches with what you're saying, because I felt, well, I have like curly hair. I'm like this like Latin girl. Maybe they're looking for a blonde, skinny, blue eyes girl to come and do yachting. The first two boats I work on, there was like girls like that. And I just always felt like kind of like, well, maybe this is not like that inclusive. So it actually made me think about that, because afterwards, I mean, I didn't have any issues, but again, how do people feel inside with what's around, and what do we have to do to have more like diverse industry, because it's so important. And now with time, I think I've seen a little more, but still, I mean, to be honest, like you saying, I am 100% in the same train with you, is that I feel like there's a lot of judgment with how you look. And at the end of the day, this perfectionism is going to be an issue. It's always an issue, whether it's at work or you feel it with your family. If you have somebody in your family telling you, well, you look a little chubby or something like that. I feel like it could happen anywhere, but it definitely happens in the industry, and it should be something that it has to be addressed, and it shouldn't happen.
So as a chief steward, do you think you have an influence in changing that mentality within your team, not obviously the industry as a whole, because that would be a big mission to But in terms of, yeah, managing and leading your team, inspiring your team, what influence can a chief steward have?
I think a lot. You are in a leading position, and I mean, we have a lot of power on who we hired and who we look differently or who we judge differently. And maybe not all the power. I mean, at the end of the day, mostly of the hiring process is made by the captain and the owner sometimes. But I think we have a lot to say, and we can, like, for me, I feel like with the girls I work with, they actually, one of them is also from Venezuela, which I think we are the only two Venezuelans in the industry. No, like stewardesses, I haven't met another one yet. But and then the other girl is from South Africa, and I feel we have a very good different team already. And not to say that's different because different is bad or anything like that. It creates a little bit of balance on the industry. So I never look at that as an issue. I don't like when I see a boat that says, sorry, if you're not size 2 or size 0, you can't join the boat. I think that is not okay. Mm. Not to say something even worse. But it's just because it shouldn't be like that. I understand sometimes it's not... not their call. Like, sometimes it's also the owners that don't want that, so it gets to a point when it's tricky, when you can't do anything about it. But I wouldn't put myself through anything like that. I would not work on a boat that has those values.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to identify, because if you do subscribe to that particular culture, you will be dragged down. Like, it's not an easy thing to not only work in but live in.
Yeah, so, and I think I wanted to say also, I'm not judging anyone that works on a boat like that. Mm-hmm. That has those particular standards. I mean, I 100% understand struggle and needing a job, and that's also that I understand. But personally, just because I have the choice, and you know, it's kind of like a privilege too, but I would just decide not to be there. I just wanted to point that out, because I hear and I know some people that work on boats that have those little tricky things where, like, okay, you have to be this tall and you have to be skinny like this, and they're actually really nice people.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing your inner thoughts and your triggers with us and putting yourself out there. It's really brave of you. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
I know you said that you wanted people to give us feedback or comments. So yeah, we'll put this out on social media, and please get in touch and leave a comment and leave your thoughts, because we value what you have to say, and no opinion is a wrong opinion. It's an expression of who you are.
Exactly. That's it.
Okay. Thanks again, Sam.
Thank you.